East Timor's president called today for a government of national unity following elections in the country. President Ramos Horta said that he feared a coalition that did not include all major parties would collapse after several months. The program officer for East Timor, UK-based Catholic relief agency CAFOT, is Andrew Wardle. He spoke about the challenges the country faces.
There's a huge amount of work, and the development challenges that East Timor faces don't change with a new government or with a new president. And if anything, the expectations of people increase. The people have expressed their democratic wishes. They've done that in an orderly way. They've voted. They've waited for the results. And I think the expectations on this government will go up a notch from what they were for the previous government. And they were high enough before. And I'm sure that expectations of delivery in terms of infrastructure, in terms of poverty reduction, in terms of people having jobs, access to schools for their children, access to healthcare, all those expectations go up. So this is a government that's going to have to deliver something concrete over the period that they're in office.